Now that you have a list of countries who are exempted from sanctions for deals with Iran, what are the next steps you are taking against India and other countries who are still dealing with Iran?
Well, we've talked about this a couple of times this week, as you know, Tejinder. Our conversations continue with all the other countries that want to talk to us, who continue to have issues with the amount of Iranian crude that they import. India is one of those countries, and we are working hard with India to see if we can help with regard to reducing India's dependence and the dependence of any of the other countries on Iranian crude, and looking at alternative sources of supply as well.
Check that.
We will.
Jim, you also tell us what those 12 countries are.
I think, as we said when Carlos was on the Hill and when he backgrounded on this issue, it's pretty clearly readily available in public sources.
Well,
it's
really not. And I don't see why. I don't see how difficult it is. Why it would be so difficult for you all to say which countries. If you are in fact talking to all 12 of them, which ones they are. And then my second question would be, is that you consider them all to be countries? Because I believe Taiwan is one, and I hadn't realized that you had changed your one China policy.
Why don't I take the question, and we'll get back to you with what we can.
I think it would be helpful to name the 12, because as Matt suggests, there are in fact different private source data has different assessments of what countries imported Iranian crude oil in 2011, which I think is the benchmark that you guys are using. And it took a while to get to the bottom of this. And I think, you know, if it truly is publicly available, then I think you guys ought to be able to just say, well, yeah, these are the 12. Even if you have to say, if we learn new things, like somebody didn't really import any or somebody else did and we find out later, that it might change.
Well, why don't I take the question? We'll see what we can do for
remind you. Them, remind whoever it is you're going to take it up with, that these countries know who they are already. It's not, you know, it's not going to be any great breach of secrecy.